Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And what an absolutely delicious Saturday afternoon, fellow foodies. Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio. And you hear us every Saturday at 4 p.m. right here on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. And whether you're listening to us on KNST or whether you've chosen to listen to us on our website, www.onthemenulive.com, perhaps you're listening to us on the iHeartRadio Network, or perhaps you're listening on iTunes. No matter where you are or where you're traveling, you're going to get On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio. And friends, we have picked the perfect location for this delicious broadcast, and so says everybody that seems to be coming in the door wondering what all the buzz is about. We are broadcasting from the epicenter of Asian fusion cuisine in southern Arizona, none other than Umi Star Asian Food and Bar. And Chef Todd Haberslag is rocking it behind the sushi bar, a local icon in his own right. He's got a fan club. We had to have like a national security team come here and sweep the premises before Todd showed up on site. But anyway, he's here. He's going to be spending the second half of the show with us, and he's going to be reading a trivia question, and the first person to call in and get the right answer to the trivia question is going to be Chef Todd Haberslag's guest here at Umi Star to experience this wonderful place for themselves. Anyway, talking about experiencing wonderful places and wonderful people, there's a guy here in this community that I think has the finger on the pulse of all that is happening in the food and cocktail scene. I thought I had that gig, but he's got me lapped. He's the Tucson foodie himself. Adam Lehrman is back.
Always so kind to me, Matt. Yes. Yes, you're a little you're further ahead than I am, but you know I try to keep in the loop a little bit.
Well, I think you got like thousands more followers than I have, but you know what? Look, you're the Tucson foodie, for crying out loud. That's what this community expects of you.
I know. I try to get around a lot. You know, Umi Star is definitely one of the more exciting ones that I've seen lately. That one, Five Palms.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about that one?
I've heard some amazing things about Five Palms. I think they're planning a early 2013 opening. Of course, this is that grand building there, the former space of the Terracotta up on Skyline, or Sunrise, really, yeah. Near Campbell. It's just going to be, I think, about five dozen concepts under one roof.
That's what I hear.
That's what we're hearing.
Tough spot, but I'm looking forward to it. Big news in downtown. We got the Diablo Burger, right?
Diablo Burger. Listeners of this show know all too well. We did our show live from Flagstaff a few weeks ago, and I do not make a trip to Flagstaff without stopping by Diablo Burger, and we're just rejoicing that they have chosen Tucson as their second place.
A lot of things happening good in downtown right now. Looking forward to that one. Hub just opened their little Lulu's Shake Shop.
Yeah, fries and falafel and shakes and tater tots. Everything Cade and Drew touch down there just turns to gold, I think.
But Umi Star is one of the ones I'm excited about these days. I mean, he's doing stuff here that is just a little bit different than your normal sushi places.
I think when you think about Chef Todd Haberslag, you know, you have to sort of liberate yourself from expectation, because when you think about Asian food and Asian cuisine, I think we have this kind of common set of definition for what that means. When you walk into Umi Star, you completely have to change your expectations, because he's doing things that are coming from all over the world in ways that I've never seen done on a plate.
This isn't your typical place where you're going to come in and get soy sauce and wasabi and mix it up and dip your stuff in. I mean, everything's going to come out ready to eat, and you're not going to want to put anything on it. It's that good.
I mean, yeah, it's almost like polluting your coffee with all kinds of stuff. Now, you're not a polluter, are you? You're a black coffee guy.
I've gone through the most extreme coffee snob phase to the I'm pouring the coffee mate in phase. So I mean, and back again. So,
but you're right. It would seem a disservice to the chef's majesty to kind of screw around with this artistry. And let's say, you know, we use lots of big words in the culinary arts, right? But when we use words like artistry, that's pretty darn legit when it comes to what Chef is doing back there behind the bar.
Anybody that's a fan of their page on Facebook should be able to see the photos coming out of this place and the food that he's putting out. It's amazing looking. I don't know if you caught the picture yesterday. They uploaded a picture of blowfish. What are they doing with that?
Where else in Tucson are you going to see a picture of a blowfish? Well, this place is right here on North Campbell Avenue, just a stone's throw north of Grant. Again, it's called Umi Star Asian Food Bar. That's all the three things that you need under the sun. And they are rocking a killer happy hour, a special happy hour, in fact, for all of our listeners. They are from 4 o'clock till 7 o'clock tonight. The On the Menu Live special tonight is a shrimp tempura roll with mango and avocado and chili plum sauce and a ponzu jelly. And get this, a smoked apple, strawberry, and serrano salsa on a roll, Adam Lippman.
Where else are you going to get that in town?
Only from Chef Todd Amersley.
Exactly.
And they're also rocking a great cocktail, a special cocktail for the night. And I don't know if it was kismet or if it was just coincidence, but, you know, I'm a whiskey guy. I'm a bourbon guy. I love a classic old-fashioned. And they are rocking out something called an Albuquerque old-fashioned tonight. So if you come on in, stay for the radio show, hang out, have some bites. You're going to enjoy this great Albuquerque old-fashioned with rye whiskey, some habanero bitters, some Angostura bitters. And Chef has lovingly paired that with that shrimp tempura roll. I never thought you could pair a rye cocktail with an Asian-style kind of roll, but I'm ready.
Speaking of whiskey, don't you have someone coming on later talking about some whiskey?
As a matter of fact, we do. We got David Torco in a few minutes. He's from Hotel Congress, the beverage director. Now, he, in his own right, is a celebrity in this community. I mean, if there's anybody that knows the world of whiskey better than David Torco, I have yet to meet him. That's the way he rolls.
And everybody in town that does anything with a restaurant knows that he's the guy.
Yeah, exactly. So Hotel Congress next weekend is going to be rolling out something called the Whiskey Weekend. And again, a few minutes, we're going to be talking to David Torco about that. We're also going to be talking to our good friend Jason Anderson, who really is the man behind the concept here at UMI Star. He is the owner, the proprietor. He has kind of built this rock star team of mixologists and of bartenders and of sushi chefs. The service here is impeccable. He really has created this kind of surround sound, multi-dimensional experience for his customers. In fact, he told me that one of his top mixologists is actually over in Thailand right now. Wow. So he can't be on the show. And I said, if that's not an investment in keeping up with the trends in the world of Asian cuisine, send your bartender over to Thailand. I love it.
He's a real visionary guy. I met him a while back, and he's doing some interesting stuff, not only in the food scene, but outside of the food scene in architecture. He is responsible for the new design over at Cartel. He had a big input into Union Public House's design, and this is his baby.
I mean, this is it.
He's done this one himself. I mean, from building the lights, customizing the lights, to the design, the build-out, everything.
Yeah, this is great. All right, so you know, we heard a little bit about what's fascinating you on the local food and beverage scene. You talked a little bit about what's going on downtown, this renaissance, which we continue to celebrate here on the Menu Live. But let's get back to the Tucson foodie,
right?
Because I know I see a couple people stopping here wanting to get their picture taken with you, and you're doing signing a couple of autographs for the kids.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, if you could just sit down with us for an hour, if you could take time out of your busy schedule, you know, you don't know what it was like to have to work with your agent. I mean, it was an excruciating process to get you approved for this hour. But talk to us a little bit about the Tucson Foodie as a media brand. What was your idea in creating this platform?
Originally, it was when I moved back here from San Francisco, and as we all know, that's a real hot spot for what's going on in the culinary scene. And it really was and I had wanted to open up a restaurant, and I had this big vision for this rooftop garden restaurant and all organic, local ingredients, sustainable, zero waste. And I soon realized that's not going to make much money, but I was really me just seeking out the best quality things in town. And it grew from, I have a background in graphic design, so I designed this logo. I got the Twitter page up and going, and sooner or later I had all these followers. And it just grew from there now, and I've become this this go-to guy for what's going on in the food scene. Recently, I was a judge in the World Margarita Championship.
Yes, you were. You know, I had the privilege to MC that event several times, and I love that setting, and I love that the energy and the vibe at that event. So you had to sample, 22 margaritas as part of the competition? How did that work?
I'll tell you a funny story. You know, I'd never done it before. So I come out there, and they're not giving you, like, a little cup of these margaritas. They're giving you the full margarita because they want you to see the presentation.
Exactly.
And so they come out with the first one, and it's so good. And I'm sipping on it, and I didn't know how many there were. I thought maybe we're trying six or so. I got half of it down, and they're coming around to take it. I'm like, oh, hold on to it. And the woman's pointing at me, and the other judge is saying, watch out for this guy. Luckily, I realize I can't be drinking all those margaritas. We must have tried 20 of them.
That's great. And so, and now, as I recall, the winner I think it was Ryan
Lodge in the Desert.
Ryan Clark,
yep.
Who's a chef and now an award-winning mixologist. I mean, that guy's, what a package deal that is.
He's doing some cool stuff. He's really doing some cool stuff. And, you know, I forgot to mention, Another new spot that opened up, which it's a kind of a local restaurant, but Smashburger opened up recently.
Yes.
Did you make it over there?
I did not make it over there for the media dinner. I had another obligation, but I guess I understand that when they say Smashburger, that is exactly what's happening. They take a meatball, and they put it on the flat top, and they quite literally take the spatula and they smash it, get a nice little crust on the outside,
yes.
Nice and juicy inside. Did it execute for you? Did it work?
I thought it was great.
Great. I love it. So you've got TucsonFoodie.com. You've got Tucson Foodie on Facebook. You've got Tucson Foodie on Twitter. I'm sure there's a Pinterest. I'm sure there's all the other social media platforms you're just owning in the food space.
I should do the Pinterest. At this point now, it's how do we make this a little more profitable?
That's great. We're talking to Adam Lehrman, the Tucson Foodie himself, who's joining us as our celebrity co-host for the full hour. It's On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell, and we're broadcasting live from Umi Star Asian Fusion Bar on North Campbell Avenue, just north of Grant, having a great time. Chef Todd Hammerslag is rocking the sushi bar with as much vim and vigor as he could possibly produce. We're going to be talking to him in the second half of this show and get a sense of who this man is in this community. We've seen his work for years in this community, and he has brought his majesty here in a manifestation of excellence in Asian fusion cuisine. And again, we're going to be doing a trivia question a little bit later on in the show and asking our listeners a question. And if you are the first person to call the studio and find out or be able to offer the answer, and if you're the first person that calls in with the right answer, you're going to get a gift card to experience this wonderful place called Umi Star Asian Food Bar for yourself. We're also going to be talking to owner Jason Anderson and find out the secret behind this great setting that he's created right over here on North Campbell. So anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a sponsor or two. And when we come back, we're talking whiskey next weekend at the Hotel Congress. This is Matt Russell. You're listening to On the Menu Live on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. Don't go away.
Guy has the big bite. He has the dainty bite. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Umi Star, Southern Arizona's destination for authentic Asian cuisine. But you know what? I don't want to just say Asian cuisine because Chef Todd Hammerslag says, you know, balderdash. This is this real kind of traditional Asian with this Chef Todd twist. We're going to actually ask him to do the Chef Todd twist right here on the dance floor as things get underway. But anyway, we're here with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, the Tucson foodie himself. Adam Lehrman is back with us.
Thank you very much, Matt Russell. You're too kind.
Have a great time here, rocking and rolling. But you know what? As the temperatures drop a little bit this time of year, you know, the liquor inside of our glasses gets darker and darker and darker. And when the whiskey gets dark, the mood takes us downtown to this wonderful place called Hotel Congress. And joining us here live here at Umi Star is the beverage director of the Hotel Congress himself, Mr. David Torco is here.
Hey,
how's it going, my brother?
It's great to be here. Good to see you.
Always great to see you. I mean, I just love sitting with you and having you tell stories. I wish we had a three-hour show so you could just regale us with all the fascinating things you get to encounter in your work as the beverage director at the Hotel Congress. I mean, I want to be David Torco for just 1 week.
We could do a whole series and all the things that I have to encounter and work with. But it's a wonderful thing. It's an exciting place, and we are thrilled to celebrate whiskey, the water of life.
I could not have said that any better myself. No, as I said, shared with Adam earlier in the show, I'm a whiskey guy. I fancy myself a bourbon enthusiast. So someone suggests that perhaps this is going to be, kind of an event of epic proportion for me next Friday and Saturday. What do you guys got going on downtown next weekend?
We are
going
to have the best little whiskey bar known to Arizona.
Wow.
On our patio Friday and Saturday nights. We have a collection of whiskeys that are off the beaten path and exquisite. We have a special whiskey that we're bringing in from Flagstaff, Arizona, from Micro Distillery, and no one has it until this event Friday night.
Wow.
It's Vicker Brothers Southern Carolina Backwoods Recipe.
Oh, yes. I'll take a double, please.
it's worth revisiting.
Oh, that sounds great. So it all gets underway on Friday night.
Friday night, Saturday night, we're going to have a whiskey bar with a great collection of rare whiskeys, and we're going to have Erica Arvizu, our United States Bartenders Guild Board of Director Bartender, crafting whiskey cocktails on the spot. We're going to have live entertainment. We have a wonderful show with Neil Hamburger. And if anybody buys a ticket for Neil Hamburger, they're going to get a taste of whiskey at no charge.
Oh, my goodness. I'll just buy good tickets for all your friends. I mean, that's the way it works. So we're talking whiskey in its classic sense, whiskey in sort of a modern sense, and we've got flights of whiskey if you enjoy to have those neat. We've got whiskey cocktails going on, and we're really talking about a wide range. You got your bourbons, you got your scotches, you got some ryes, I hear.
And we have some blends. We're bringing a whiskey in that is brand new to the market from the High West Distillery in Park City, Utah, of all places.
Wow.
That is the world's first blend of bourbon, rye, and scotch in one bottle, and it's delicious.
Oh,
it's appropriately named Campfire because of the smokiness, and it's worth a try.
That sounds lovely.
We're also bringing in Death's Door whiskey.
Of course you are, David.
Don't drink too much. But it's a white whiskey. And it's the direct descendant of moonshine, which is the father of all whiskey. All whiskey is moonshine, except it has a civilized barrel aging.
You see, Adam Lehrman, and this is what you get when you get David Turco on the air. I mean, you've got a knowledge and entertainment and star power.
Oh, come on.
And all about these great whiskeys. Now, I actually was up in Las Vegas a couple weeks ago with the Big Smoke, which is Cigar Aficionado Magazine's big cigar convention. And that's the time of the year when some of these spirit manufacturers test launch their products. I actually had the opportunity to taste the Crown Royal Maple, which I understand you're going to be serving next weekend as well.
It is kicking off its market presence for the holidays at the Hotel Congress. We're going to have the Crown Royal Girls Friday and Saturday nights. There actually will have some samples of Crown Royal Maple, and I don't know about you, I love maple syrup. And this whiskey is so perfect for the holidays, I can't tell you.
It smells really
like pure maple. It tastes like Crown Royal. It dries out on the palate, and it's just a beautiful concoction. I can't imagine anything better.
Why are they calling it maple?
Because it is a maple-flavored whiskey.
Oh, it's flavored, okay.
Crown Royal is an elegant, distinguished whiskey on its own, but with the addition of a very mellow, rich maple flavor.
It's gorgeous.
OMG.
My wife caught me putting it on my pancakes last weekend, and that wasn't going over very well.
No.
But anyway, I've got to give a quick shout-out to my buddy John Farlow, who has been one of our celebrity co-hosts many times on the show. He's listening to the show right now. As a matter of fact, he's got a round of applause from some of our groupies here. He actually sent me a text when he heard about that whiskey, and he says, "You had me at death." that's the way it's going. Well, we got about another 30 seconds, which almost seems irresponsible for me to cut you off, David Turco. But we need to know.
It's been known to happen.
All the information about exactly how people can get information about Whiskey Weekend, how they can get tickets, go.
HotelCongress.com. Admission is free. There's no tickets necessary. Come in, do a flight of whiskeys, see Neil Hamburger, get a free taste of whiskey, and have a beautiful whiskey cocktail created by Erica. It'll be a great night.
Absolutely.
Sounds
perfect.
Fun.
David Turco, the beverage director from the Hotel Congress, who is rocking the entire community next weekend for Whiskey Weekend down at the Hotel Congress. David, always a pleasure to see you, my friend.
The pleasure's mine, man.
Thank you
very much.
Okay, so in a live radio moment, we're going to ask David Turco to remove his headset, and he's going to hand it ever so gingerly to our big celebrity here for the show, who is the man behind the magic here at UMI Star. It is all about creativity. It's all about intention. It's all about passion, really. And when you kind of interweave passion and dedication and intention, you look that up in the dictionary, and there's Jason Anderson. Jason, what a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I mean, you got to be one of the busiest guys in this community now. I mean, you've got a lot to be proud of here at this place called UMI Star.
Yeah, no, it's been a challenge, but, you know, trying to fit a concept into a smaller space and a strip center in the middle of town. But we're trying to work on redevelopment of, like, inner commercial corridors, because I think that's really important.
It's great. Now, people that listen to the show say, well, that doesn't sound like your everyday restaurant owner. That guy's talking smart, you know, about space and about setting. And when you say a small space, the first thing you realize when you walk in here is, you know, yeah, it's not this huge, huge restaurant that's going to have 200 people. But the way it's designed is very thoughtful. It's sort of very accommodating. And is that the vision that you had when you put the plans for the space together?
Yeah, well, you know... My educational background is in architecture, so, you know what I mean, I kind of...
There it is. That was the dead giveaway right there. Of course you're an architect.
Yeah, but I think that the goal was really to come in. It's an existing space that's 1,400 square feet, so it's pretty tiny, but It was an old 31 Flavors back in the day, if people remember that. You know, being a South Point grad, I remember the strip center very well. And so it was kind of fun to really look at the space and try to find out something that works. You know, we really worked on the central bar that can really service both the food and the alcohol. And, you know, the seating just really fills in nicely around it. So, you know, I mean, it's not a huge space, but it just really feels comfy. And, you know, we really just try to focus on, you know, quality over quantity.
Yeah, and I think you have sort of taken a playbook out of the sort of the tradition of Asia, really. And that's all about community mm-hmm. and gathering and conversation. And quite literally from wherever you're sitting in this restaurant, be it up at this wonderful sushi bar or at these great, I'm going to have you, discuss these tables here, but these wonderful, almost like farm tables, wherever you are in the restaurant, you almost feel like you're a part of the conversation that's going on at various other places around it.
Yeah, it's very open and transparent. You know, with all the glass, you know, you face Grant and Campbell, which is quite a busy intersection. But I think that what we really tried to do, you know, on a larger scale is really work at, like, community redevelopment. And we really wanted to provide something that this part of town could call their own. And so that open kind of feel, you know, we just really tried to, you know, focus on. And I think that smaller spaces like this, you know, where you can go in and redevelop, you know, like community, you know, centers, I think that's really important. And I think, you know, we really tried to do that with the lighting, the seating, you know, the way that we've trained our staff, really trying to interact with, you know, the street, the strip center, and our community. So,
and to do that with the name of a cocktail on the menu called the Dublin Donkey Punch. Yeah. I mean, you're really hitting yeah. You know, on all cylinders, Jason.
Well,
Anderson.
Yeah. Well,
they can walk home.
I'm still yeah, well, I'm still, you know, I'm pretty young, so, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, we are quite playful with a lot of things. I don't think that we're trying to ignore our age, but I think that we're really
I am,
you know, yeah.
I'm trying to ignore mine, just for the record.
But you know, I think that really trying to hit a cross market in, you know, age, gender, you know, we're really trying to provide a platform for interaction. And I think, you know, the drinks and the food, I think we really try to provide something that anyone can do, family, with the kids, with the tacos and the hot dogs, even our sushi, you know what I mean? It's very approachable. It's very humble. And I think that we really try to make a cuisine that's traditionally kind of, you know, kind of scary and bring it to the Southwest in our own way. And when we talk to Todd later, you know what I mean? He could really talk about, you know, how he has kind of gone about his food in the last like 7 to 10 years. But in terms of like architecture and design, which is kind of my forte, you know, really tried to provide a, you know, a really easy space and, you know, humble and simple, and, you know, really want anyone and everyone to come here. U of A, Foothills, you know, Grant Campbell, East, West.
I mean, you're no more than 15 minutes away from anywhere, really.
No, I hope not. Yeah, you know, it depends on when you're driving.
Well, we got our Green Valley listeners might, you know, yeah. object to that. Anyway, we're talking to Jason Anderson, the owner, and the man really behind this incredible concept called Umi Star. It's about Asian food bar right here on North Campbell Avenue, just a little bit north of Grant. We're having a great happy hour. It's going to be going all the way to 7 o'clock. Again, we're going to be talking to Chef Todd Hammerslag himself and get his sense of the passion and how that translates to the plate and how that translates to a cocktail. But we want to ask Jason, was it your concept for this restaurant that drove the space, or was it the space that drove the concept? What came first?
I think it was very symbiotic. You know what I mean? I think that we really started with the space, but then, you know, we always had this kind of idea of this Asian food bar. You know what I mean? You know, I've known these guys from San Diego for a while, and we just really kind of came together and tried to figure out how it fit. So I think that they were very equal part, one-to-one, you know what I mean? And I think that it was just an interesting experience for me. You know what I mean? My previous, you know, restaurant and design build experience starts with the concept and then you find a space. But I think in this case, you know, it was kind of both. You know what I mean? We had people that were, you know, Richard Chango came to me with the space. So,
oh, great.
You know, I designed and built, you know, Cartel. So we moved Cartel down there and we were really struggling with what to do with this pie shaped end cap. And so, yeah, it was very symbiotic. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's a kind of a weird word, but, you know what I mean? It
works. And how wonderful that is so aligned with the menu and with the whole attitude here. And I think you should have a cocktail called the pie-shaped end cap. I mean, just for the record. I mean, there's an oversight on the menu. Anyway, hours of operation. How can people experience Umi Star during the day and night?
We're closed on Mondays because we can't get fresh. But basically Tuesday all the way through Saturday, 11 to close. And we have happy hour lunch specials from 11 to 2 and happy hour from 5 to 7. On Sundays, we're open at 5 p.m. to close, just because Sunday This part of town's a little sleepy after Saturday night going to Congress. but I think that, you know, we're really trying to push our lunch special to really get a lot of business people up and down Campbell. And then happy hour, obviously, is, you know, Tucson loves happy hour. So we've really embraced that and really tried to push, you know, our cocktails, our beers, and our food. So
great. And there's another beer going to Donnie Lorna. Imagine that. I mean, they just keep coming and coming and coming. Anywhere, the session beer looks absolutely delicious. But is there one cocktail? We're going to be talking to Chef Todd about the cocktails and the food. But is there one cocktail that you believe really represents uniquely what this place is all about, what the sort of the Jason Anderson vision?
I think it's tough to pick one because, you know, working with our cocktail mixologist out of San Diego, you know, we really, like, every single one is just really rad. And I think, you know, the Smoky Pistola is very, like, a Tucson thing. It's got the mezcal, the mole bitter, so it's a really down and dirty kind of two-back, bottom-of-the-boot kind of cocktail. But then also we have a lot of, like, female ones, like the Lo Pan, which is a play on, you know, Big Trouble in Little China, you know, and then there's the Three Storms, which is a super popular, you know, cocktail with the grapefruit infused soju, which is a rice wine. You know, we really worked. It's tough to play favorite. You know, I really love, you know, a lot. You know, it's a small menu and we really work on it.
But so, what you've done really well is the pairings, and you wouldn't think about pairing a whiskey based cocktail with a roll. But your happy hour special tonight is this great shrimp tempura roll with, you know, the avocado, the chili plum sauce, the ponzu jelly. And you're actually pairing that with an Albuquerque old fashioned with habanero bitters and Angostura bitters and then another kind of bitters, which you can't even pronounce.
Yeah, it's, you know, being small, you're able to be a little flexible and really source some really cool product. And that's been really fun. So
you know, great. Jason Anderson from Umi Star, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to be kicking this party into big gear here in the second part of the show. You're listening to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Umi Star on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happy hour at Umi Star Asian Fusion Bar on North Campbell Avenue, just north of Grant. And we are rocking an amazing On the Menu Live special happy hour tonight. We got a killer roll that Chef Todd Hammerslag is putting together. It's shrimp tempura with mango and avocado and a chili plum sauce, ponzu jelly, and it's all served lovingly with a smoked apple, strawberry, and serrano salsa. And Chef Todd Hammerslag says, no, it gets better. We're going to need to do a craft cocktail with that roll, and we're going to be unrolling an Albuquerque old fashioned. Now, Albuquerque must be a region over there in the, is it South Vietnam or what's the Asian?
I think it's
fusion.
Overseas. It's a country, isn't it?
Albuquerque old fashioned with a wonderful rye whiskey and habanero bitters and Angostura bitters and bitters. I can't even pronounce the bitters. But anyway, we're having a great time here with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, the Tucson foodie himself, Adam Lehrman, is having a lot of fun.
Oh, Matt Russell, I always have fun with you. You know, I run into you all over the place, and this guy, he talks me up way more than I than he should.
Follow Tucson Foodie on Twitter, Tucson Foodie on Facebook, TucsonFoodie.com, Tucson Foodie on Pinterest, Tucson Foodie. Wherever you go, you're going to get your finger on the pulse of what's happening in the food world by following Tucson Foodie. All right, there's a lot to talk about in this next part of the show because our listeners want to know, Adam Lehrman. They just want to sort of sit back, and they want to reflect on the magnitude of this hour that we're hosting here at Umi Star, and they want to know who is this Chef Todd,
Hammerslag
that we're talking about. And he's one of the busiest chefs in town. He's actually taken off his chef whites, as it were, come out of the kitchen. He sat down with us, and he's our celebrity guest for the rest of the show. Chef, what's happening, man?
How you guys doing today?
Doing great. I love watching you work back there. I mean, you've just got this you know, this ear-to-ear grin. You take food seriously, but you're not afraid to have fun. Really, Umi Star is all about coming out and having fun, isn't it?
It is all about having fun here. It's nice to come sit at the sushi bar, watch the sushi chefs do their thing. It's kind of how we designed the sushi bar, so people can actually see what we're doing and see how, you know, how to fillet stuff.
I love it. So I love what Jason said right before we went to our commercial break. He says, you guys are closed on Monday because you can't get fish. So you're talking, this is all about fresh fish here. And when you say fresh, you know, some people define that term fairly liberally. But what is fresh to you when it comes to fresh fish?
Fresh, it's... Last night we ran a special. We had live uni in here last night. So
live.
I'm pretty sure that's fresh if it's live, right?
Live uni and doing the Chef Todd twist.
Hey, I saw pictures last night of bluefish.
We have we actually have one left.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Is that the toxic one?
No, there's actually one that's not toxic.
Okay, I was wondering about that.
It's a good question.
I don't know if I'm skilled enough yet for that, so.
So anyway, you've been around this community for a while, and you know, when we heard that you were named the executive chef and partner and coming on to this restaurant at that high level, we just celebrated because we've been sort of following your career. But for those of our listeners that haven't had the privilege to get to know Chef Todd Hammersley, where did you get started in this whole culinary world?
You know what? I was playing soccer in college and decided to take on a little part-time job washing some dishes at a local sushi bar. A couple young white dudes just started a sushi bar, and they needed some help, so I started as a dishwasher and started as kind of a food carrier, delivered sushi around San Diego on a beach cruiser.
Wow.
And, I just kind of saw what these guys were doing. They were always having a good time, having a couple shots behind the bar with their customers, and just having a good time, and it just seemed like something that I was interested in learning. So,
how many shots have you had since before you came on the air with us, Chef?
You know what? I kept it mellow today, so it's not 6 o'clock yet. So.
Okay, I understand.
What draws you to sushi as opposed to any other cuisine?
You know what? I grew up fishing with my dad, and I don't know, I've always been kind of just drawn towards fish and that style. I mean, and that's one of the healthier things to eat, and
it definitely seems like there's an art to sushi that you don't get with other cuisines.
It seems like there's a lot more color in, I mean, just fish itself and just the different varieties of fish. It always comes with a different color and different texture, and I feel like it can be more presented artistically, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. And artistic is what we actually chatted about in the first part of the show, because Asian fusion really provides countless opportunities for you to manifest your art. And when we say the word art, we mean that genuinely here, because look, sushi is a great culinary experience, and I think people have this expectation for the way sushi is going to appear, and that's just as important as how it tastes. But when I see what you guys are kicking out of that sushi bar and the way you lovingly prepare it, and you're not cutting corners, and it's like an artist with a canvas. These are like the photographs of these pieces are like suitable for framing, Chef.
Exactly. I mean, I feel like if it looks good, it's going to taste good. You know, I feel like if you kind of sloppily go about putting together a roll or whatever the dish might be, it's going to reflect in how the customers see it and how it tastes.
That's beautiful. Speaking of customers, we actually have a listener who actually just texted us. He's listening in Cabo. Nice. He's in Cabo listening. His name is Eric. He loves listening to this show. He's normally in L.A. and New York, but he can't finish the weekend without On the Menu Live, and he's hearing you talk about great fresh fish and sushi, so you've inspired him to go out and have some fish tonight.
That's good. Cabo's got plenty of that.
Cabo's great. So when you put a menu together, now, I don't know about you, Adam, and I got to credit Adam. I had never heard of Umi until Adam told me about Umi, and that was, I think, within hours of your opening. And I got a sense of sort of the stake that you guys have in this community and the culinary scene and what you really wanted to be and what your passion was and what your purpose was. And when you think about great sushi, you have this expectation. You've blown that away, right? You've completely changed my expectations. But you're doing some things on this menu that I have never seen, not only on an Asian cuisine menu, but on any menu. And I want you to kind of walk our listeners through the architecture of this menu and what you can expect in sort of different, the light sides, the small plates, into the full blown. And I'm not going to give the surprise away, but you're doing something here on the bottom right hand part of the menu that I challenge any other restaurant to do. Talk about your menu.
You know what? It's kind of just a collaboration of the sushi bars I've worked at and the things that I've learned. And you know, I've worked at probably 10 different spots around San Diego, L.A., and I just I kind of got over the whole making rolls situation with rice and just filling people up with stuff that's really doesn't really have any content to it. So I wanted to present it more about the fish and give it its own unique kind of flavor to it. Because most places, you're dipping your soy sauce, you got wasabi, ginger. And it's kind of nice just to have the fish presented as it is.
Beautiful.
and you eat it without needing any of those other condiments. So
beautiful, just like Adam was saying. Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, I'd like to use fruits and stuff in there, stuff that's more on the healthy side. So it's actually, people are always like, oh, sushi is so healthy, but most of the places you go, you're eating stuff with spicy mayonnaise, eel sauce, and tons of rice, and really that's not healthy. So
the fish is the centerpiece of the experience here. It's
exactly.
All about the fish at Umi Star.
Exactly.
Interesting.
They got this thing on the menu. It was something I ordered when I first came in here, and it was strange, but it got this draw to it. Tell us a little bit about what the hamachi kama is. I know it's not the most – I know it doesn't take a – there's not a million ingredients in it, but
yeah.
It's you'll never find this anywhere else.
Hamachi kama, it's a pretty traditional style thing, but it's the collar of the yellowtail, hamachi, Japanese yellowtail. And, most sushi bars will throw it away or scrape it to make some spicy – yellowtail out of it or something, but it's really I think of it as the gold of the sea Ryan, our, one of the partners here as well, and we both have fallen in love with this thing, and we've tried to make it as best as we can be to kind of like feature what the fish is all about. It's, I mean, it's one of the most tender pieces of fish you can find, really fat, really high in fat content. It just, it melts in your mouth, and there's a secret little piece that's kind of hidden from most people, and I'm sure, Adam, you found it, but.
You really got to dig it out of the, this little pocket in the bone. It's an interesting
Oh,
fish.
I dig it. Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, and let me just say, another text, another tweet. The minute you open your mouth, Chef Todd Hammerslag, your fan club starts sending in. I mean, Totally Tucson on Twitter, who's all about uncovering all the great stories, fascinating things happening here on the streets in Tucson and Southern Arizona. Follow at Totally Tucson on Twitter. But she has been, just been going, she's drooling on her iPhone, just listening to you talk, man.
Awesome. I've sent quite a few people in here. Everybody's rave reviews.
Yeah, rave reviews. That's what it's all about. Right, and you got two of us right here. We can't keep our mouths shut. Chef's like, when do I get to talk? This Russell guy doesn't know when to stop. So anyway, what is the one thing? So someone's going to come in here and have sushi. And, of course, you know, we always have to sort of deal with this part of our population that might be a little bit squeamish, that might little be a reserve, that might be a little hesitant. But you want to come in and introduce them to a dish that is representative of the of your vision sushi wise, but you want to give them an invitation to experience what's possible. What's on the menu that's going to answer that question?
You know what, it's pretty diverse here, but there, I mean, there are people that aren't really into the whole raw fish thing, and I feel like there's little baby steps you can give them to actually kind of ease them into it and make it not so uncomfortable. I use a lot of fish and a lot of cooked elements together, so it kind of gives people new people that are trying sushi a different kind of aspect on it. But one thing, it's the sushi bruschetta. It's a blue cheese Italian herb crostini, so you have that crunch to it, and it's got a sesame ginger marinated tuna on it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So you get the raw and you get a little crunchy, and comes a little hot with the cheese a little hot. So
that's perfect.
A little cilantro jalapeno lime sauce for it. And
for the sushi novice, come in, that's just going to knock it out of the park.
Those exactly. People that don't want to eat anything raw, I just try to start them off with something like carpaccio. You know,
that's exactly right. Yeah, it's right. Trust me, it's raw, but you know, you got to have a little microscope to find it on the plate.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to be trying some of your work here in a couple of minutes and doing a little sampling, but we want to talk a little bit about two parts of the menu that you do not find on a sushi restaurant menu in Tucson, nay, in all of the galaxy. What did you want to do with the tacos and the hot dog, Chef?
We just wanted to let people experience a different kind of something that's familiar to most people, but with a twist on it, you know. And there are people that don't eat sushi, so we didn't want to push them away. So we wanted to do something creative and different to kind of accommodate those people. And it seems to be working. It's not too outside the box.
Yeah, and I got to say, I've tried these street tacos and I've tried the hot dog, and it's delicious.
Not too. Okay, Chef says not too out of the box. Okay, we have an Asian hot dog. So right there, just your basic Asian hot dog, right? You know, the Rhino Shriner's house-made pork dog, basil aioli. nothing too fancy, Adam. Basil aioli, pickled carrot, daikon, jalapeno, onion, and cucumber cilantro relish. Just your basic Asian hot dog, Chef.
That's normal, right?
So Asian hot dogs, Asian street tacos. So you come in here with the family, and you can get something for everyone, every walk of life, every palate, every profile. You're just going to give them that umi experience, which is, you know, frankly, it's almost leaving me speechless. And look, what a coincidence.
There you go. See, okay. You got a hot dog right there.
So what's happening right now, Chef? You've put this gastronomic feat in front of me. Is that exactly what I just described?
That's exactly.
That's the Asian-style hot dog?
That is the Asian hot dog.
With the basil aioli. Now, see, yep. Adam is one of these high-tech guys, and he's tweeting, and he's texting, and he's photographing,
see a picture
and
this
he's Snapchatting. I thought my daughter was the only one that Snapchats, you know. My daughter, Katie, who's a 14-year-old, you know, she's Snapchatting all the time. Yeah. So Adam is Snapchatting here. But anyway, I can't take it anymore. I wanna just feast of your majesty. Okay, so as I'm beginning to pick up this Asian hot dog, talk to me about how you approach this from a recipe and from a concept perspective, and then talk a little bit about the symphony of flavors that I'm going to be experiencing.
The concept, basically, I mean, it was a collaboration of Jason and Ryan and I. We kind of wanted to have a take on a banh mi hot dog, an Asian-style banh mi hot dog. So the pickledness, it's going to give it the sweetness, the tart, a little tang to it. And then the basil aioli, it's obviously... basil is pretty Asian, so it adds a little another Asian element to it. And you can't go wrong with a Shriner's pork hot dog and a some Guinea's bread. So
you can't go wrong at all with this. Now, when you say Guinea's bread, is that
Guinea's bread? We're trying to keep it local, and
you're talking about Guinea's right here, Guinea's
right down
French
the street.
Cafe.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
Coral Lee is a rock star.
So,
when you talk about color and when you talk about texture, this is a perfect example. And I'm going to wait till Adam stops chewing for him to jump in, but. Right away, you've got these vibrant colors. When you don't associate that with a hot dog.
Exactly.
So you take a classic thing like a hot dog. You do that Chef Todd twist. And again, we're going
to
ask you to show us what that twist looks like. But the colors and the textures, and you get the snap of that hot dog with the crunchiness of that of those veggies. But what I love most about this hot dog is the hot dog is hot. And the relish is cold, and you've got that
exactly.
versatility going on temperature. Hallelujah, Todd Hammerslag.
You know, he really, I think they really nailed it as far when he said it's kind of a blend of a hot dog and a banh mi. Nailed it. That's exact. If you were going to blend those two, that's what you'd get right there, and it's delicious.
Thank you.
So this is live radio.
I'm munching away.
I'm still eating my hot dog. So how do you get the snap on that hot dog? I try to do that at home. Is that the casing?
It's the casing. Shriner's makes a killer hot dog.
Where do you get, and where's Shriner?
Shriner, it's out of Phoenix.
Okay,
it's a pretty popular brand. But
now, can the public buy those, or you got to get the
public can buy it? Yeah.
Is that it's an all pork dog.
It's they're actually making it special for us. It's an all pork one.
I like a pork dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually have an all beef one too, and the other hot dog that we're doing. So
okay, and the other hot dog is what?
It's got a wasabi mustard to it, and fried onions, and shredded seaweed on it. So it kind of also gives it that other element. It's got some cold elements to it, and it's got that same crunch, that same snap, the same bread. So
yeah,
just a little different take on it.
I judge a hot dog. And, you know, the cocktails keep coming to Donnie and Lorna's table. Patrick just walked in. He's having a delicious cocktail. Which, you know, could be a shot. I mean, that could be a shot in my book. But anyway, Nancy's here. I mean, we got the whole – our groupies are here in the Army Star. Most of them are Saguaro High School graduates. Let's give it up for the Cougars. But anyway, the snap on the hot dog, once it snaps, you know you've come home. You know you're home at UMI.
Right.
Okay, so if, in fact, you knock one or two of these down – and, I you know, I'm a good eater. I think I can knock a couple of those bad boys down.
I got faith in you.
Right. And, you know, the price point is right, too. So you're not charging $9.95 for a hot dog.
Nuts.
You know, $6 for all that.
Yeah.
Glorious.
Not too bad, huh?
All right, where are we going next?
Well, next, we got the sushi bruschetta that I showed you before,
the Italian blue cheese
crostini.
Okay, blue cheese crostini. Keep going.
Cilantro jalapeno lime sauce, drizzle up top some ginger marinated tuna, some microgreens.
Mm.
Standard sushi, you know, traditional.
Standard, it says.
By the way, if you go to the Tucson Foodie Facebook page, you can see photos of these as they're coming out.
Nice.
Tucson Foodie Facebook page. Go on there and check out this food. So who in the world would have thought about marrying this wonderful – creamy, pungent taste of that blue cheese with this fresh ahi and these microgreens. I mean, just another day at the office for Chef Tom Hammerslag, but the symphony of flavors in here, they're unmatched.
These ideas just randomly come. It's kind of, can't really sit and think too hard about it because it seems like ideas don't come when you kind of have to force them.
I think you just nailed it.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right. No, this is glorious. Microgreens, local, sustainable. You know, keeping our local farmers, vision alive. I think everything you're doing is just right on target here. We're going to try a little bit more after we take our commercial break. But the time has come, fellow foodies, for you to guess the answer to our trivia question. And whoever calls in first with the right answer is going to get a gift card to experience UMI Star for themselves. So, Chef Todd Hammerslag, what's the trivia question of the day?
Well, I thought long and hard about it. Didn't want to make it too hard, you know, not too easy. But we're just going to go with... What does UMI mean?
What does the word UMI mean? And the spelling is U-M-I.
There
you go. What does the word UMI mean? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, right here at 880-KNST, 880-5678. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from UMI Star Asian Food Bar on North Campbell Avenue, just north of Grant. Having a great time with our celebrity co-host, Adam Lehrman, the Tucson foodie. We've got Chef Todd Hammerslag here rocking it out with some Asian-style hot dogs, some wonderful sushi bruschetta. We're going to be talking to the man who knows all the mysteries of the bar here in a couple of minutes, but we want to get to our callers, and we're going to see who knows the answer to the question. Again, the question is, what does the word UMI mean? And that's UMI. And if you know the answer, give us a call right now at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win an UMI Star gift card. And we're going to go to line one and say hi to Marilyn. Marilyn, what's your answer?
I'm just going to take a guess. Does it mean yummy?
Marilyn says it means yummy. Chef Todd, what do you say?
It would be great. It would describe this restaurant pretty perfectly, but that is not correct.
It is not correct, Marilyn. It does not mean yummy, but, you know, Chef Todd is yummy. I mean, that's just a widely known fact. But anyway, if you want to, you give us a, you know, another chance for another caller. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card for UMI Star and try one of these wonderful Asian hot dogs, or a couple, in fact, or some of this Asian bruschetta, or some of this other wonderful treat that we're going to try. And while we've opened up the lines again, 880-5678, I'll ask Casey to interrupt us. We have, is it, what's your name?
Lau.
Lau, coming here, rocking the bar. You got some killer cocktails on the menu. My wife, Nancy, just told me about one. What do you got going on behind the bar?
Basically, we have a craft cocktail program where we base all our cocktails off classic cocktail recipes that, you know, almost like a speakeasy recipe bar. We do everything in-house, from our juices, from our syrups, everything. We try to embed a unique blend of whiskeys. You know, we stay away from our vodkas. We do more gin than vodka. We do rye whiskeys, we do bourbon whiskeys, we do our own infusions. We have a great drink called the Three Storms, a grapefruit-infused soju with a little lime, honey, and top of champagne. It's served up. It's a really classic cocktail recipe drink.
Now, are you staying away from vodka philosophically because everyone does vodka and it's sort of so pedestrian in the world of mixology?
Yeah, pretty much. And it's a neutral spirit, meaning it doesn't really have any unique flavor to it. There's no, like, grains to it. There's nothing to it. So we wanted to do something where you could taste the alcohol itself. That's why we go with the bourbons, we go with the ryes. The gin itself, it's a very botanical spirit, so you can taste it in our cocktail, which is a romantic comedy as well that has our gin in it.
Now, I've seen a lot of cocktails go to table four. Is that table? What table is? What do you
call
that?
That's actually table 30.
Okay, you see, there's so. What's the cocktail of the day over there at table 30?
The cocktail of the day is the Albuquerque Old Fashioned.
Oh, that's what's on special tonight.
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Yes, that right there is going to be your Angostura bitters. You have a little mole bitters, which is going to be actually the Mexican sauce mole bitters. And you have a habanero shrub bitters. So you have the spiciness. And then we add a rye to give it that whiskey flavor. So it balances it all out. So it starts with the whiskey flavor. Then it ends through the progression of our bitters. It starts with the mole. You have that chocolatey, sweet, smoky flavor. And then you're going to end with a nice habanero spicy at the end with an orange zest. And
oh, that's gorgeous. Something. Now, did you come up with the pairing, or did you sit with the chef about this wonderful shrimp tempura and this great Albuquerque Old Fashioned? Did you have something to do with that pairing?
Well, we basically, like, he wanted to do something with mango, and we figured out that habanero and mangoes go well together. So, and I had a habanero bitters that I haven't used yet, so I went online to find a recipe that had the habanero bitters, and it kind of all just blend together, and I haven't used any rye whiskey yet, so I decided to just put it all together. I got the recipe, and I tasted it, obviously, and then it turned out to be perfect, and tried it with the
Where'd you get the mole bitters?
The mole bitters, we get it from Bitterman's in Brooklyn, New York.
Sounds really good. Well, we got another caller who thinks they might know the answer to the question. I believe his name is Wayne on line two. Wayne, what's your answer?
Hey, the answer is C, I believe, in Japanese.
He says it's C, Chef.
Ding, 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 ding.
He's got That's it. Correct. Wayne, congratulations.
Thank you.
Wayne? Well, my goodness. Well, boy, are you in for a treat, because it's going to be Chef Todd Hammerslag's personal privilege to treat you to a wonderful experience here at UMI Star. I don't know if you've ever been here before, but if you haven't, you're going to have an amazing experience. In fact, if you've been here a dozen times, every visit is different. So I don't want you to go away, Wayne. I want you to stay on the phone, because Casey back in the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to send that gift card out to you in the mail.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So UMI means sea.
There you go.
So, duh.
Everyone
I didn't
knows
want
that,
to say
right?
that with Wayne on the phone. But, I mean, it's not like we're at a barbecue joint. You know, UMI means sea. Anyway, I love everything that this place is about. I mean, I love the innovation. I love the passion. I love the variety, the versatility. I love these cocktails, and clearly Table 30 does as well. Let me just let them off the hook. They only had 18-7, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so what do we got going on here, Chef? We got one more thing to try before we sign off for the day.
This was one of actually the first things I ever really came up with on my own, and we call it a tater tot.
The tater tot. Oh, we've heard about these.
There you go.
This is it?
That's it.
Okay, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to eat. You talk.
So you got some red snapper. It's wrapped around a little bit of rice. And then you have a garlic white pepper aioli on top.
Of course you
and
do.
And it's finished with a chili plum sauce and some dried up thyme.
Oh, my goodness. So,
you got the sweet, you got the spicy, you got a little earthiness to it.
And the fish, is kind of flaky. Star power, and that is the dish. It's fish.
That is, yes.
You said it's snapper?
Yes, sir.
And how is that cooked? I mean, that's actually
We're baking it at 500 for about a minute, and comes out really soft and tender like that.
Mm. Adam, have you had the tater tots before?
I don't think I've had the tater tots, but unfortunately, my girlfriend's allergic to snapper.
That's
so
right.
That's a tragedy.
I like it this way, to be honest with you, but we've had it wrapped in a different fish. And
albacore, right?
Yeah, and it's just, either way, it's amazing.
And what's giving it that kick?
It's got a little serrano pepper aioli in there.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, it's mixed into the mayonnaise
perfect
on top
pepper.
There.
It's the perfect pepper for this dish. Yeah. Of course, it's Chef Todd Hammerslide. and it's what I love about the heat is it's just a complimentary heat. So it's not rocket fire.
Yeah.
It just sort of hits you on the back. And just sort of lovingly slowly hangs out away. With it, out with it for a little while.
You don't need the wasabi.
And you don't, you don't need to do anything. You don't need a doctor. As a matter of fact, when your servers come to the table and people ask for extra soy sauce or wasabi, is there sort of like a, do you have to show remarkable restraint?
We, you know what, Lau has to deal with that more than I do, but we give them the spiel that we'd like them to try it the way it's presented. And you know.
You actually do say, that's perfect. I'm glad you do. Do yourself a favor, try it the way Chef has intended, and if you clearly want to do that, then we're going to help you do that. But, yeah, that's a wonderful thing to do.
Always. Yeah, we try to stay away from the ginger wasabi if we can, but we always have it. We have nigiri sashimi on the menu, so obviously we'll have that with the traditional things. But since all the non-traditional, all the unique things that Tad has come up with, they already have sauces going on with them. There's been a lot of time and effort put into these plates, so the complimentary of it, like, you should definitely try it without having added anything to it. And most of the time, most people don't add anything to it after they realize it. You know?
I would hope. So,
but most people don't like to be told what to do, so it's a fine line we're riding around here.
No, you cannot have soy sauce.
You may not. No soy sauce for you. Anyway, back to the cocktails. You know, I haven't had a cocktail yet. I usually have a nice cocktail on the show, and I'm going to run to the bar after we're done. We've got about another minute remaining. What's the one star power standout cocktail on this menu that makes all this entire community jump up and down?
To be honest, I like to go with the low pan because you don't find too many places that offer absinthe. It's going to be a coconut and green tea infused rum that we infuse in-house here. We do a little lime that we do in-house, and we do put Demerara, which is a raw sugar, simple syrup, and then we do an absinthe wash in a glass, and it's served in a coupe up glass. So it's really good. It has a balanced taste all the way around, from the citrus to the sweet to your more of your absinthe taste. That's kind of like cleans
and
the palate.
And that's Demerara, not to be confused with Demerara.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
Lau,
thank
Chef
you.
Todd Hammerslag, Adam Lehrman, the Tucson foodie. Thank you guys so much for rocking a killer show today. We really appreciate it.
Right on. Thank you guys.
Anyway, if you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun on our website next week on the Menu Live. Check it out. We'll see you next Saturday at 4 o'clock.